קינה ח' עדי עד חוג השמיים. I will fly with my kinot all the way to the sky. In this kina, Rabbi Elazar HaKalil, using the epistrophe of Miyitein, takes us on a path of empathy. On a path of empathy which will take a wild turn at the end. In the first, he finishes off each stanza with the phrase Mi Yiten for the first seven phrases. Mi Yiten, in its pshat, borrowed from the phrase in Iov, means halavai, if only. And the first seven stanzas in the piyut, Rabbi Elazar HaKalil takes us of really just a cry out for empathy. Halavai. Halavai that our tefillahs will reach the sky. Halavai that I could be in the midbar of pre-galut, where my bechi was not a bechi of tsar, of galus. Halavai that I could fight my enemies. Halavai that I could return to the Shekhinah. Halavai that my words could be written down in memoriam. Halavai that my tefillos could be answered. Halavai that I could fly free. It's really just us calling out and talking about what we yearn for and what we wish. And it's a call for empathy. And then slowly in the eighth, we start to transition. And for the first time, we bring Hashem into it. And we turn and we say, Hashem, it is you who took it away from us. It is you. And then we continue and we use the me, and suddenly the me starts to get a different meaning. And it means which person? Mi hagever. And then we turn and we say, Yad Hashem astazot, in the tenth. And then finally, for the first time, we turn to Hashem in the 11th line, the 11th stanza. And we say, Hashem, ekof lecha. I will do tshuva. Now the mi ten at the end is no longer a mi ten of halavai, but it's a question. Mi ten, now in the literal sense, who will make you closer? How will I become closer? And then we turn with that same original mi ten and we say it's not just us, but have empathy for the mikdash. The mikdash calls out. And the mikdash screams out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then finally, in the last stanza, Hashem responds. And Hashem says, with all of your empathy and all that you're crying out, it's you who've abandoned me. It's you who've removed my mikdash. I'm the one who's been crying. I'm the one who's been abandoned. And what started with us showing our tsar and our ke'ev and wanting empathy and halavai and if only ends up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm the one in galus. I'm saying halavai. I'm the one who has been abandoned. And with that, we're hit with the tsar, not only the tsar, but the responsibility of our galus. If this was a nevuah, it would be a musar, that we were ki'ilu placing it on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then he comes and responds by saying, it's on you, it's your responsibility. But this is not a nevuah, this is a piyut. And the paitan knows where it's going. And the paitan knows at the beginning that it's on us. And he relates to our need for tshuva in the middle. But nonetheless, even knowing at the end, knowing the end, and knowing that at the end we realize it's our responsibility. That doesn't take away the ability from us at the beginning to call out and express our tsar. This piyut is very expressive of the joint tsar of Galus. We are b'tsar and want to just be past it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also b'tsar and is also saying halavai and is also saying my mikdash and my tiferet has been ripped away. And that is the piyut of Adeh Ad Chug HaShamayim.